For many, he's coming back. But Brother Billy, for me, it's individual. He belongs to me. I belong to him. I don't know about your salvation. I only know about mine. Your fruits prove to me that, yeah, you show you have salvation, Brother Junior. But I was there the day that Christ saved my soul. I asked him to, and he did it. Did he do it because I asked him to? Because that very day I asked from my heart. And I give him my heart. I'd asked him many times prior to that, Brother Roger, from here. The Bible says, with the heart man believeth. And what? And with the mouth, confession is made unto. Does unto mean anything?
It sure does.
Absolutely, it means something. Confession is made unto salvation. What is salvation? Salvation is deliverance from sin. Salvation means what it says. You've been saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell in the lake of fire. Because Jesus died on Calvary, he gave me a right to the tree of life. But when he rose at third in appointed morning, Brother Junior, that means I could have life. We're not saved by his death, but moreover, by his life. By his resurrection today. What is a resurrection? Is it something we're talking about that just people come out of the ground? I believe that's a form of it. Yes, but brethren, I believe that Jesus is the resurrection. What the Bible says about it. That's all I know. Do you ever read your Bibles? Do you say? Do you have a desire to know the Word? Does your heart yearn to learn of His Word, Brother Brian? Mine does. Come and learn of me. He's a good teacher. Yes, today, brother. Oh, God will, just for a few minutes. God's wisdom is so great. Brother Junior. Yesterday, brethren, I don't understand everything the way I should understand it. But I know this, brethren and sisters and good friends, that Jesus paid it all, brethren. Yesterday, I know this, brethren, today, and good friends and sisters and good Christian people, God paid for your soul.
Amen.
The Bible says how many souls belong to Him, Brother Junior. The Bible, how many did that leave out, Brother Greg? Nobody, all souls are mine. But the soul that sinneth shall do what, Brother John? Shall surely die. Yesterday, when did your soul die, Brother Junior? I know when my soul died. I was there then too, Brother David.
Amen.
And they want us to know when we're lost, but we don't know nothing about when we're saved. I want you to understand today that today, brethren, I was there the day my soul died, Brother Junior.
Yes,
and I realized that I had died, Brother Willis. And somebody said, I don't believe that. I can't help what you believe, brethren. That's the truth anyway. And today, yes, to do, Brother Greg. I was there the day my soul died. And I want you to understand why did it die, Brother Greg? Did it die because I went out and got drunk? And Brother David, did it die because I committed adultery, Brother Junior? And today I want you to know it died because of unbelief, Brother Junior. And today, and somebody don't, I may not understand that, Brother. You all pray just for a few minutes of time, Brother Junior. Yesterday, yeah, but the Lord come to me, Brother Greg, and He come to me, and He told me who He was, Brother Junior, and I knew His voice, today. Yesterday, brethren, yeah, the Lord come to me, brethren, and I knew who He was, Brother David, and He told me from that time on that I would be responsible for Him, today. Today, I want you to know today that I died right there. Today, how did you die, brother? I died a spiritual death, brother. Brother Junior, today in trespassing and sin. Today, Brother Greg, you all pray just for a few minutes. Today, yesterday I died there because of what, Brother Junior? Because of unbelief. And God told me who He was. And today, and I didn't believe Him, Brother Junior. And today, Brother David, you all pray just for a few minutes. I don't know today where God will bless me to preach, Brother Junior, today, but I want you to know that I knew Him, and I glorified Him not, and I died, Brother Junior, today. And when I died, brethren, I needed a resurrection. Today, I needed a resurrection, and He come to me, Brother Junior, today. Brethren, He come to me, Brother Junior. I don't know, Brother Junior, if God will bless me or not. Today, you all pray real hard. Today, but I died, Brother Junior, and He come to me, and I know I was dead, Brother. I don't know, Brother Greg. Sometimes I can preach, and sometimes I can't. Today, Brother Junior, about when I died, Brother Junior, I knew I was dead. And how long did you go in that sin? For a long time, Brother. Brother Junior, I traveled a long time. Today, Brother Greg, but He kept coming to me, and I kept turning Him away, and He kept calling to me, and I turned Him away. Why did you turn Him away, Brother Junior? Brother Greg, because I love that darkness that I did the light, and everywhere I'd go, and Brother Willard, He was there, and every time I'd done something wrong, Brother Junior, brother, every time I done something wrong, Jesus was right there telling me that I shouldn't do it. And you know what? I went a long time, Brother Greg, doing these things. But God never did leave me, Brother Junior. Today, Brother John, they said God left me. I've heard them say that, brother, but God never left me. You know what? But I turned a deaf ear to Him, Brother Willard, and I went on my way. You know, but one time, Brother Junior, I got tired of living that life. Today, I got scared of dying, brother. Today, Brother Fred, I got scared of dying and going to hell, brother. And I began to pray, and I prayed, and I prayed, and Brother David, and I know God didn't hear my prayers, I thought, Brother Junior, but He heard every word that I said today. Brother Junior, but one day at mile marker 146, brother, Brother Junior, God heard my prayer, and I told Him, I said, Lord, I've come everywhere I know to go. I've done everything I know to do. It looks like I'm going to die and go to hell, Brother Junior. on, Brother John. Amen. I give it all to him. And you know what? He come in, Brother Kenny. He took up his abode in me. And you know, he's traveled with me all these years, Brother John. I know the time get lonely sometimes, Brother Greg. I know it gets hard to go. I told that young family on Sunday, I said, no more will you hold your son's head in your lap. No more will you get to talk to him here. But I told, on the other side of the river, Brother Junior, on the other side of the river, he's waiting for you. Do you want to go, Brother David? I want to go on the other side of the river, Brother Junior, where there's peace and joy and happiness today. No doubt, Brother John, a time get lonely in your little home. No doubt, Brother Billy, a time get lonely in your little home. I told him, Brother Junior, I followed my first wife to the graveyard. I followed my first son to the graveyard, Brother Junior. And someday soon, Brother Junior, you may be following me there. But that's not the end of me. That's not the end of you, Brother Kenny. I want you to know, I wouldn't have you to be ignorant concerning them that are asleep, that God will bring with him, Brother David. Brother Junior, of them that fell asleep in the arms of Jesus, and Brother Fred, they're resting from their labor, and their works are done here on earth, but their works are still going on, Brother John, and Brother Baxter's works are still going on, Brother. Brother Junior, you know what, Brother Greg, your old grandfather been dead many years, but his works are still going on, Brother Willis. Brother Junior, but Ivory's work is still going on here in this world, Brother Fred. And when we're dead and gone, our works will go, we'll follow after us, Brother David. And I want you to know, when I'm dead and gone, Janet, you know, I want my children sometimes, Brother Junior. You know, my loving wife back here that I love so much, Brother John. Sometimes I pull her up just as close as I can get her to me, Brother Roger, and I hug her just as tight as I can hug her. Oh, why, Brother Junior, she's part of me, Brother John. God give her to me. And all these years we've been together, and you know what? The most joy we've had, Brother Junior, is serving the Lord together. Coming down the road on Sunday, she said, honey, you were blessed to preach to him. And I broke down and cried, Brother Junior. Here's what I said, honey, I hope some of them heard the word that I had to say. I hope them young people sitting there, I told them, I said, what are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with him? Are you going to stay away with him like they did? Give us Barabbas, away with Jesus, crucify him. But you know what, Brother Fred, I'm glad they crucified him. I'm glad they hung on the cross, Brother David. Oh, because Brother Junior, if they'd not hung there, I wouldn't have had a way back to the tree of life. And so therefore, I'm glad, Brother Greg, that he hung on Calvary's cross. I'm glad, Brother Ray, that he hung there for me. And you know what? In that glorious morning, when I get up, Brother David, somebody said, I'm not going to get up in the morning, Brother Willis. I'm going to get up in the morning, Brother Kenny. And when I wake in his likeness, then I'll be satisfied. I'm not satisfied here, Brother Greg. Hey! will you look like when you get there, Brother David? I'll look like Jesus. I'll be on his side, Brother. I'll be petted by the angel. Somebody said, I don't believe that. But I believe, Brother Fred, we're going to a city whose builder and maker is God. And you know what the Bible said? I often tell them like this. You know, the NIV version says there's many rooms, Brother. In my Father's house are many rooms. But the Bible I hold in my hand, Brother Junior, it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Brother Ray, would you rather be in a room or in a mansion today? Oh, he said, I'm going away out of a prayer place for you. And if I go, I'll come again and I'll receive you unto myself, that well, there you may be also today. He wasn't going to prepare heaven, Brother. He's already prepared, Brother Junior, today. He was going to the cross, Brother, today, at a prayer place for us today. Oh, he left heaven at the singing of the angel, Brother Junior. And he come down to this world, and he died. Yes, but in that morning, on the third and appointed morning, he come out of the grave. Oh, Brother David. Oh, that sister that loved him so much, Brother, she was looking for him. Brother Brian, she was looking for him, and she saw him. Have you seen my Lord? Yes, have you seen him?
Mary,
Mary, Mary. Rabboni, Rabboni, Rabboni. In other words, translated, Master, Brother Junior. Yeah, Rabboni, 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 the Master. Oh, don't touch me. Don't touch me yet. Because why? Oh, I've not ascended to my Father. Oh, but Mary, 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 I love you, Mary. Oh, go tell my disciples. Go tell them, Brother Junior. Go tell my disciples that I've risen. Oh, Mary, go get them and bring them here. Oh, Brother Junior, she went and got them and brought them there. They saw him, Brother Fred. They saw the Jesus. Oh, Brother Junior, they laid him in a brand new tomb. Joseph's new tomb. They laid him there. They rolled a big stone in front of it. They, Brother Fred, they even put guards on it.
Yeah.
Oh, but my Father in heaven, he had the power. Come out of there. Come out of there. But in the little grave, Brother Junior, was a little napkin. Oh, folded up so neat and laid in there. Brother Fred. Oh, brethren. Yeah, what about the love of Jesus? None can compare. My mother's held my head, put an old cold wash rag on my head many a night, Brother Junior. Yours has too, Brother Brian. Laid that old wash rag on my head and prayed for me. I could hear her pray, Brother David. Oh, Jesus, my son, he's sick. Would you come to him? No money to go to the doctor. Nothing there. You know, I talked to Brother Finest Ratliff the other day. He said, I remember a time Brother Tom Ratliff was his dad years ago. Oh, he said, I remember a time I was so sick, Brother. They said there was no hope for me. And he said, Brother Tom left the house, left him there with his mother. Said, you stay here with the boy a little while and I'll be back. Brother Junior. Yeah, oh, Brother Fred. When he come back from the barn or wherever he went, the fever was gone, Brother Junior. The fever was gone. Fever was gone. Yeah, who do you think Brother Tom went out and talked to, Brother Junior? He went out and talked to the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Kind of remind me of old Abraham, brethren. Yeah, today you all stay here. Me and the lad will return, Brother Junior. We'll return. So don't worry, pilgrims. Don't worry on your journey. Time is drawing to a close, Brother David. Oh, and the world we live in, Brother Junior, is drawing to a close, Brother Willis. But I know this, Brother Fred. I know this by my faith. I've seen him. Oh, about every morning at 3 o'clock he comes into my little room. Sometimes, honey, you're sound asleep. I look down, Brother David, and I'd say, Lord, are you here for me today? I'm ready, Brother Junior. Oh, Lord, I'm ready to go at a moment's notice. But my prayer is, let me stay and preach for you as long as you want me to. Let me try to let someone know, Brother Junior. They say there ain't no need for us to preach no more. Oh, Brother Greg, there's a need for us to preach, or God wouldn't call, Brother. Let me, you ever pray this prayer, Brother Junior? Let me live long enough to see my son saved. Let me live long enough to see him saved. Oh, Brother Kenny, let me live long enough sometime, maybe to someday, Brother Junior, get down and wash his feet, Brother David. Let me get down and wash his feet. But God, if I'm not allowed to see that, it'll be okay anyway, Brother Fred. Oh, Lord, they have my prayer, Brother Junior, that he will keep praying on. And today, for your two boys and for Jessica at home, Brother Craig. Oh, but I want you to know, if they don't make it, Brother Junior, I won't know a thing about it, Brother David. I won't know one thing about it, because I'll be too busy praising my Savior. What about that, people? Oh, today, so come and go with us. Come and join us in this fight. Come and join. If I told you there was already victory, would you believe me?
Absolutely.
There's victory in who?
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Absolutely.
Yes, today, brethren, today. I don't know, Brother Junior, for 20-some years I've been trying to preach. And I still sometimes ask him, Lord, why do I preach this way one time and this way the next time? Don't worry about it, son, as long as you preach me.
Preach me, that's it.
Don't worry about it, son, as long as you preach me.
He's in charge.
I know what they need.
And I've been in this stand and I've tried to preach myself.
Yeah.
You mean you admit that, Brother Junior?
Well, huh?
You're
supposed to. You're supposed to stand in front of God.
But when he preaches me,
yeah,
it's a different story. There's a lot of preachers won't admit that, Brother Greg. There's a lot of preachers won't admit they tried to preach themselves, Brother Roger. There's a lot of people that's preaching, they ain't even trying to preach, they ain't even called.
That's right. That's the thing.
Do you believe in a heavenly calling for a man to preach?
Absolutely.
Do you believe that there's a call going out to sinners?
Absolutely. Everyone.
Do you believe that sinners are called? If they are called, then they must have to answer. They are called. All sinners are called. Let's take for an example. We're going to close. You remember when you was a young person? It ain't been that long for all of us. Some of us have been longer than others. When you went to do something wrong, there was a voice, Brother Paul, that told you not to do that. You remember that? You remember that, Ed?
Oh, I remember it.
And you remember going ahead and doing it anyway?
Absolutely. Yeah, I felt bad.
And you remember you felt bad about it?
I felt bad.
We're going to close. One time I was responsible to Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Tell you this little funny story, and we're going to close. Mom had a rooster, and I'd teased that rooster, and I'd made that rooster mad. Every time I'd come out the door, that thing would flog me and jump all over me, Brother Junior. Now, the rooster can be pretty mean on you. So one day, I was afraid of Mom, afraid of Dad, because they'd wear me out. I come out one day, Brother Junior, and that rooster got me and flogged me, began to spur on me, and I picked up something, hit it in the head, and thought I'd killed it. It flopped around and fell over. Mom said, "You go cut me a switch, young man." And within myself, I began to pray. Hope I didn't kill that rooster when I went to get the switch. Not the truth. I remember that, Brother Junior. Within myself, I began to pray, "Lord, don't let that rooster be dead."
How old was
it? Real young. About 7, 8 years old, probably. I knew better than to do that. And I went and got the switch. And when I got back, the rooster was up and running around. I never forgot that. Did God answer my prayers? I don't know, Brother Junior, to be honest with you. I don't know. I just know that the rooster was up and running around when I got back, and I was tickled to death. I didn't get a whipping. But, you know, God does hear little people's prayers.
He does.
Brother Garland Mullen said one time that they'd been giving him time. He was going to, didn't have long to live. Brother Junior, they said. And he said he was going to, people prayed for him everywhere. And he said he started upstairs, and his little grandson was up on the top of the stairs there. And he said he started up and he heard that little grandson praying so hard. Brother Billy, he said, praying so hard, "Lord, don't let my papaw die. Lord, don't you let my papaw die." Brother Garland said he didn't have enough courage to go on the top of the stairs to see that little boy. Brother Garland lived 5 or 6 more years after that. Now, you wouldn't believe me, but I believe God heard that little boy's prayers. I believe he heard them. God's ears are everly open to his cries of his people. And those little children are just as good as God wants them to be, Brother Junior. I love each and one of you. Done the best that I could. We don't want to keep you long. And pray that God will continue to bless our little church, that it may grow, that it may grow and prosper in the name of God. In the name of God. Not in Terry Bryant's name, not in Junior Ruggles, David's name, Brother Willis's name, or anybody else's name, but in the name of Jesus. And I'll stand on this, brother, if they run me all out. As long as I stand here and as long as these brothers stand here, we will not allow anything to be preached in this church except for Jesus Christ, Him risen and crucified, brother. Crucified and risen. That's what we... Anything else, brother, we will not allow. If we had to stand here and had nothing but home brethren here, that's what we will have. That's what we will have. That's what we're going to stand for, brethren. If we stand for anything else, we'd just be gathering out here and having a party.
Yep.
That's all it would be. So sing, brother.